I can certainly see why that other young fellow took one along to Washington with him.
I wonder how Mr. Wilson's enjoying his rocking chair.
Jeepers, you mean Mr. Wilson's got one of these swell boxes, too?
Yes, he has, but he had to buy one of these old chairs to get it.
Hey, where are you going, Dad?
I'm going over to visit Mr. Wilson.
How do you like it, dear?
Oh, Martha, simply wonderful. There's nothing like an old-fashioned rocking chair to make you forget your troubles.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Oh, good grief. I knew I was tempting fate by saying that.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello, dear.
How do you like your new rocking, Mr. Wilson?
Dennis, don't. I liked it fine until you...
Now, George. Dennis, there are some freshly baked cookies in the house.
Jeepers, thanks, Mrs. Wilson.
Martha, you better go along, see that there are one or two left for me.
Welcome to the club, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thank you, Mitchell. I'm certainly glad you talked me into ordering one of these chairs when you did.
Well, you'd better get your licks in early. Didn't you tell me that uncle of yours that was coming to visit is an old rocking chair addict?
Well, he was, Mitchell. However, by now, I'm afraid the poor old fellow won't even have the strength left to rock.
Oh, George, I'm sure he's not that feeble.
Why, Martha, when the poor old soul visited us 4 years ago, he was so weak he had to lie down between checker moves. Well, anyway, we figured the least we could do is invite him to stay with us a couple of months.
Well, when are you expecting him?
We don't know. It's why I didn't exactly say.
Oh, Uncle Ned is like that, Mitchell. Why, we don't even know whether he's coming by plane or the train or motorized wheelchair.
Guess again, George. I came by bus.
Uncle Ned!
Uncle Ned, how wonderful!
Oh, my. And George. Oh, there I go again. I am so sorry, George. You know, I'm afraid that I don't know my own strength.
Can't believe it. You look wonderful.
Oh.
My Uncle Ned, you're the picture of health.
Oh, this is nothing, George. Wait till you see me with my shirt off.
But the last time we saw you...
I remember it well. I was a 98-pound weakling. But I got interested in physical fitness, so I threw away all those silly pills of mine, and now I stand before you a living example of what the true joy of fresh air, good food, and hard exercise can do for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Henry. Uncle Ned, this is Henry Mitchell, our next-door neighbor.
How do you do, Henry? Oh, I am so sorry. I have no idea.
Boy, fresh cookies sure go fast, don't they?
Uncle Ned, this is Henry's son, Dennis.
Oh, Henry's little boy, Dennis. Now, here's a young man who looks as though he had plenty of fresh air and good exercise.
Are you the Uncle Ned who's sick all the time?
Dennis. I was that Uncle Ned, Dennis. But now, I'm the Uncle Ned who's going to outlive all his relatives. Oh, no offense meant, George.
All right, let's get you settled, Uncle Ned.
Oh, that's very thoughtful, Martha. George, I see you got yourself a rocking chair. Oh, I gave mine to a home for old folks.
Oh, here with me, Uncle Ned.
Just relax. Why, I could carry you and this bag up those stairs there.
Gee, you sure are full of pep, aren't you, Uncle
Dennis,
Ned?
If I were any peppier, I'd be jet-propelled. And here, Martha?
So that's your sick little old uncle.
Why, I don't believe it.
George, you can bring those barbells upstairs for me, if you will.
Barbells?
Maybe they aren't here, Mr. Wilson.
Oh?
Scott, they must weigh a ton.
Here, let me help you, Mr. Wilson. Boy, they really do weigh, don't they?
Maybe I can help you, Dad.
Never mind, Dennis. Never mind.
I was wondering if you youngsters was having a little trouble. Here, let me take them.
Oh,
I've got them. That's it.
Wow, don't you wish you could do that, Dad?
You could use a little meat on those bones, Henry.
You know, Mitchell, you could at that.
You know, Dad's got skinny legs.
Never mind, Dennis.
And George.
Huh?
Oh, it's enough to make one cry.
What?
Why, look at you. Pasty coloring, stomach sticking out for all the world to see.
Well, now, Uncle Ned, I...
Oh, the shame of it. Why, Martha, how could you let your husband go to pot like this?
I
tell you, the condition that he's in? Why, he's taking years off his life and life off his years.
Oh, dear. Do you really think so?
Gee. Maybe you better sit down, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Dennis. Uncle Ned, I assure you, I've never felt...
I know, George. Now, don't you worry at all, because fortunately, I think we've caught you just in time. Martha, after I put your husband through my Uncle Ned concentrated joy of living physical fitness program, I think you're going to have yourself a new man. You watch them.
George. George, wake up.
Hmm?
Oh, Uncle Ned, what is it?
It's time for our early morning calisthenics.
Oh, all right. Our calisthenics? Wake up, Martha. Why, great Scott, it's still dark outside.
Of course it is. It's only 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock? Oh, now, look, Uncle Ned, I know you mean well, but I'm not feeling very good. Maybe next week.
Oh, come on, George. Now, rise and shine. Rise and shine.
Oh, don't do that. It's cold.
Let me tell you something. When you get those sluggish vital organs of yours exercising in the early morning air, you're going to feel entirely different about this. Come on, come on.
I'll meet you downstairs. And he used to be such a nice, feeble old man.
And he said he didn't want to do it.
He did, eh? Well, we'll just see about that.
Jeepers, Uncle Ned. You're about the bravest person I've ever met.
Are you up, Henry?
Is that you, Alice?
Henry! It's jolly Uncle Ned, your joy of living physical fitness instructor.
I don't believe it.
I'll wait in the bathroom while you talk to him.
Boy, I'd rather wake up a mean old bear any time.
Henry?
Come in.
Hi, Dad.
Good morning, Henry. My, you are a sleepyhead, aren't you?
Uncle Ned, I'm not very good at exercises this early in the morning, so I don't see why.
Oh, you don't, eh? Oh, you are uninformed, aren't you? Don't you realize that our own president has said that we are a nation of under-exercised push-button softies?
Well, that's all very interesting, but...
Oh, come on, Henry, come on and join us. And I guarantee that in no time at all, you'll find yourself with more bounce to the ounce than you ever knew you had. Come on, Henry, come on.
That old man's a nut. A real nut.
I don't know, Henry. He may be right. Don't tell me you get enough exercise riding around in that little cart on the golf course every 2 weeks.
Alice, I have no intention of going out there.
Do you want your own son to be ashamed of you? After all, Mr. Wilson's going to do it.
Mr. Wilson's related to the old man.
Oh, why don't you do it just this once, Henry? What harm could it do?
All right, I'll go out there just once, but I ought to have my head examined.
One, two, one, two, one, two, and stop. Now, men, we're going to fill our lungs with some of this good, clean, fresh air. All ready now, breathe deeply. In. Out. In. Out.
I think a lung just collapsed.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson, it's a good thing you have two of them, isn't it?
Yes, it's peachy dandy, Dennis.
Now that you've loosened up, we're going to try a test or two to find out precisely just what condition you men are in. I have appointed Dennis here as my assistant, as he is obviously in tip-top condition.
I'm an assistant! Did you hear that, Dad? I'm an assistant! Mr. Wilson, I'm an assistant!
Yes, Dennis,
I heard. All right, Dennis, this way. Now here, this is my whistle, this is my exercise chart, and that's a pencil. I want you to keep track of everything that happens in order to put it in our official record.
You can count on me, Uncle Ned.
Dennis, don't do that.
Now, George, I want you to get down and see how many push-ups you can do.
All right, Mr. Wilson, begin. One. Two. Three. Four. Hey, Mr. Wilson, your stomach's resting on the ground.
Stool pigeon.
Four. Five.
Well, I see no need for any further tests. All right, men, now, on your feet. Put your hands behind your head. We're going to do some... Henry? Henry!
Well, he's either asleep or fainted from exhaustion.
Dad? Yeah, he's asleep all right.
Well, you're my assistant. Wake him up.
Aye, aye, sir. On second thought, here's your whistle back, Uncle Ned. You wake him up.
Dennis the Menace will be back after these messages.
Oh, hi, dear.
Hi, darling.
Oh, did you have a hard day? You look tired.
And stiff and sore. I don't know how that old man did it, but even my ears are sore.
Just because you're so unaccustomed to exercising.
Come on, Mitchell. We're waiting for you.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. What for?
To work out with Uncle Ned, you lucky creature.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm still stiff from this morning.
I know, but according to Uncle Ned, he has just the thing to limber us up.
Where do you see it, Dad? Uncle Ned rented a whole bunch of stuff and made Mr. Wilson's backyard into a regular gymnasium.
Dennis, I wouldn't care if Mr. Wilson's yard was made of mink lined with foam rubber. I have no intention.
Oh, it's no use, Mitchell. No, I'm afraid we're stuck with this awful month-long physical fitness program until death do us part.
Mr. Wilson, I don't understand this. We.
Oh, you will, Mitchell.
You will. See me, you will, you will.
Henry, how many times during our marriage have I put my foot down?
Only when we're dancing, dear.
Henry, Mrs. Wilson and I had a very interesting talk with Uncle Ned. And according to all available statistics, American men do not get enough physical exercise as they get older.
You don't say.
I do say. And I, for one, have no desire to be a young widow.
Well, dear, you'll be happy to know that your troubles are over, because I have no intention of going over there and killing myself with these silly exercises.
Henry, Mrs. Wilson and I have agreed that...
Alice, you might as well save your breath. I am not partaking of Uncle Ned's Joy of Living, Kiss of Death physical fitness program, and that's that.
23, 24, 25, 26. Boy! Boy, Uncle Ned, Dad's been around 26 times. Should I write it down?
No, boy, no.
Excuse me, Uncle Ned.
Henry, how you ever got yourself into that is beyond me. Very awkward, not very well done. Now, I want you to follow me over here to the parallel bars.
Come on, Mitchell.
Now, men, I want you to stand right there, and I want you to watch closely, because I'm going to show you what I expect you to be doing when you've completed my course 1 month from today. I hope you're observing.
Show off.
All right, boys.
Well, you certainly don't expect us to do.
I certainly do, and within a month. It's going to take a lot of work. Now, Henry, right over here. I want you to get up on the bars here and walk. Walk down the bars all the way to the end.
My feet?
Yes. No, no, no. It's a stiff arm job. You get up here, stiff arm, and then you go. You waddle. You waddle right down. One, two, one, two. All the way down to the end. Well... Now, George.
Excuse me a minute, Uncle Ned.
Come on now, come on.
Oh, you must be kidding, Uncle Ned.
George, there you are, you see. That didn't kill you.
No, but I feel like collecting my hospitalization insurance.
All right, gentlemen, now over here, please.
You mean there's more? George.
What are they going to do now?
I don't know. Maybe they're going to shoot Mr. Wilson out of a cannon.
Gee.
Now, it's easy to see that you need a lot of training. So, we're going to toughen up. We're going in for some arm exercises. The idea is with the rope. You take the rope, so, up on the platform, so, and then you swing. Do you understand? You swing right across the pool.
After you, Mitchell.
Very good, Henry, very good. Bad landing, though. Remember, always on the toes. A little give, like that, you know.
All right, George, now. Up to you.
Mr. Wilson, wait a minute!
Oh, don't bother me, Dennis.
Now, George, swing out.
What are you kids doing here?
Waiting for you to fall in.
Hang on, Mr. Wilson. I'll get a pole.
No, no, Dennis, no.
I told you he'd never make it.
Dennis, what are all these kids doing here?
Oh, it's all right, Dad. I sold them tickets.
Oh, tickets. Great God!
Blow the candles out.
What's that all about?
It's an anniversary.
Whose?
Yours. Exactly 2 weeks ago today, you started exercising.
Just think of it, Mr. Wilson. In only 14 days, we've become complete physical wrecks.
Oh, no, you haven't. Come on, Mrs. Wilson, let's get some more coffee.
You know, Mitchell, we've got to find some way of convincing that muscle-bound old dictator that we're in good enough shape to quit.
Well, I'm with you, Mr. Wilson, but the question is how?
Well, now, let's see. I've got it. We'll beat him at some athletic endeavor.
Athletic endeavor?
Weightlifting. You know those phony barbells down at Murphy's Magic and Trick Shop? They're made of lightweight balsa wood, and you can hardly tell them from the real things.
Well, that's hardly playing the game, Mr. Wilson.
It was just an idea.
Why, Mitchell, what are you doing?
Just practicing, in case those fake barbells of yours are heavier than you think they are. Something tells me this isn't going to work, Mr. Wilson.
Now, Mitchell, you just leave everything to me.
Good afternoon, Uncle Ned.
Oh, men. Why, just in time for our afternoon workout, I see.
Well, Mitchell and I thought we'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Oh, George, how thoughtful. Henry, I'm touched. I'm really touched.
Oh, and Uncle Ned, secretly, we've been practicing weightlifting.
Oh, George, no. I thought maybe beginning next week you might do. Very bad.
Uncle Ned, if Mr. Wilson and I could lift the barbells as often as you, do you think we'd be in pretty good shape?
Oh, I'd say you were definitely in superior shape.
You mean then we wouldn't have to complete your physical fitness course?
I think I'd be very glad to add that you had accomplished the aim of my Joy of Living program more than adequately.
Well, Uncle Ned, tell me, how many times can you consecutively lift the barbells?
I've done as many as six.
Mr. Wilson, you go first.
One.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. One more, Mr. Wilson. Seven.
Well, gentlemen, this is for the record. My eyes have seen it, but the rest of me simply refuses to believe it.
Let me try next, Mr. Wilson.
He's even practiced harder than I have.
Six. Seven.
Well, I'll certainly have to revise the estimated time for my fitness course. Seven. You too. Well, really.
Hey, everybody. Time for our afternoon exercises.
Dennis, would you believe it? These two ugly ducklings have suddenly changed into the two Prince Charmings of my physical fitness course.
That means we've graduated, Dennis. Mitchell, why don't you bring your rocking chair over here and we'll celebrate this afternoon playing a quiet game of checkers.
No idea you were using those barbells.
Dad, see? These must be some kind of special lightweight barbells for little kids like me. I gotta get Tommy and the other kids. They gotta see this.
Bogus dumbbells, eh? Well, you sly rascals, you. I thought, you know. Well, you really put one over on your Uncle Ned, didn't you?
Then you're not angry?
Angry? Why, how could anyone be angry over such a clever deception as that?
Well, then you won't tell the ladies about the clever deception.
Oh, I wouldn't tell them anything. But I'm going to tell you something. From now on, we're going to start our exercises at 5 o'clock in the morning instead of 6. Oh, you have no idea how stimulating it is to do your knee bends in the moonlight. Right now, let's start in with some of our good deep breathing. Now, breathe deeply. Ready? In. Out. In. Out.